Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
From coast to coast to coast, tonight, Canadians rejected division and negativity. They rejected cuts and austerity, and they voted in favor of a progressive agenda and strong action on climate change.
That's Justin Trudeau, and he's headed into a second term as Prime Minister of Canada, despite a tight race and a series of scandals that rocked the Canadian government. For more on this, we're joined by CBC reporter Salima Shivji. She's been on the campaign trail and joins us from Montreal. Hi, Salima.
Hi.
So this race was not the nail-biting, too-close-to-call race many of us were expecting. But I can imagine there's definitely a different feeling in the air from when Trudeau won back in 2015. What's been the reaction there?
Yeah, very much so. I mean, Trudeau didn't so much win as he managed not to lose this time around. You mentioned those controversies. He had that, obviously, the photos of him wearing blackface that were came out in the media. He had to apologize. But look, they're happy with this result, considering the rise for the Bloc Québécois in Quebec. Bloc Québécois is a sovereignist party, but has put the focus more on nationalism this time around. So putting sovereignty on the back burner, that really cut into Justin Trudeau's vote base in Quebec. So they are satisfied with the result, but definitely in that room last night at Liberal headquarters, it was applause, there were cheers, but it was much more muted.
So we heard in a clip earlier Trudeau say in his victory speech that Canadians rejected division and negativity and voted for a progressive agenda. Can you talk a little bit more about the issues that really swayed voters to vote for him?
Well, he kept talking about that, the need for a progressive government. He really turned up that rhetoric in the last 10 days. That's sort of like a veiled call to strategic voting in our system, basically, because on the left, he was losing support to the Bloc Québécois in Quebec and losing support to the New Democrats in the rest of Canada and English Canada. And what's important about this victory for Justin Trudeau is the Liberals were completely wiped off the map in the prairie. So Alberta, Saskatchewan, and those are provinces where the downturn in oil prices has really hurt the industry. Those are provinces that are historically very conservative. So in terms of him talking about, you know, Canadians have chosen not against division, we need to work together. That whole working together bit is going to be very difficult in his mandate because of the lack of representation in those provinces. So he's left with a divided country because of the nature of the campaign as well. Justin Trudeau had to wear a bulletproof vest at one point at one rally, which is a first here for us. So it will be a difficult mandate for him, and it will be difficult to sort of heal the divisions and the divide.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit more about that divide. So this victory ensures that Trudeau's Liberal Party will return to power, but as a minority government. Explain a little bit about what that means.
Yeah, so in our system, you need about 170 seats to win a majority, and that means that you can pass bills easily with the majority in Parliament. In this case, Justin Trudeau is shy of that number, and so he's going to have to work with most likely the New Democrats, which are more philosophically aligned with the Liberals. So to get some of his bills passed and his agenda passed is going to take a lot of negotiation, and that's just another thing that Justin Trudeau is going to have to work harder at to get his agenda passed in the House.
That's CBC reporter Salima Shivji. Salima, thank you so much for joining us from Montreal.
You're welcome.